Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. Pretty excited. We're taking off work as a family, and we're going down to this homesteading thing. And I'm happy about it because I really want to have meat chickens, and I want to see if you can have bees under a hoop house. That's like my big thing that I'm trying to figure out. But I'm just so thankful for God and so thankful that He provides. And this whole time, like, that I'm working, that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is Lord. What does that mean? And again, I just always continue to go back to, like, a leader in a company, I can understand. A leader on the field, in a sports team, I can understand. You understand it by their words, and you understand it by their actions. And the words of Christ are just incredible. And I, like I said, I haven't really been done a lot of research on it, but I've been reading a lot with John, and that's what I'm going into, because it's just, this is very interesting for me. So we go to John chapter 10. I'm going to start off kind of just giving a little background here, and then I'm going to jump over to what he says. Chapter 10, verse 1, it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, is the same as a thief and a robber." He's talking about shepherding sheep. If they climb over the wall and to get in, they're a robber. Verse 2, "But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not." Now again, when you read the word, you have to understand parables. Like, parables, there is a point. There's a reason for the parable. You don't break it down word by word and follow everything it's saying. It's an overall picture that has a meaning. Verse 7, "Then said Jesus to them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them." The people that professed that they were the Christ before Jesus Christ came, they were robbers, they were thieves, but people didn't hear them. And there's a place in the word where, I don't know where it is right now, where the Pharisees were talking about how if this man is real, it will last. If this man's false, it'll go away like all the others. It's still around. Christianity is still here, man. And it's a proof. It's a spoken proof that this is real. That Christ did walk amongst us. Like, not God. Again, like, Jesus Christ and God are not the same thing. You have God Almighty, God the Creator, Elohim, God of the Jews, Jehovah. Then you have His Son, Christ Jesus. And Christ came in order that we could live more than abundantly, which I'm going to go over. Verse 8, "All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." And this is what I want to go over today. "The thief cometh but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more than abundantly," or life in abundance. Christ came in order that you can have life more than abundantly. More than abundantly, which I just love. Like, he is here for us, man. He died for you in order that you can live. And it's that spiritual life. It's eternal life that's coming, but it's life right now. If you jump over really quickly, I'm going to finish up with this. If you go to Psalms chapter 23, verse 1, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. The rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He is with you. He is never going to forsake you. God is with you. Christ is with you. The Holy Spirit is in you. You have a company of angels surrounding you. He will never let you go. He will always be there. Christ died for us in order that we can live life more than abundantly. The thief cometh but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. The adversary is there to get you. Christ came in order that we have the reconnection with God. You are protected 1,000%. And our Lord and Savior died for that. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, again, always to God, you pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. If you pray to Jesus Christ, it will not go anywhere. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today, that just any information I need to get, that I get, and that we also make good decisions with the businesses. And I just pray for each and every person, that you just take care of them. I pray for Terry, that you bless him in the situation with his stomach and everything that's going on with that, his colon, and that you just take care of that situation. I thank you again for just the love that you show us, and for the people you've put in our lives, and for the guidance, and for your son, and just for all of it, Father. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.